You are listening to the Live Free Experience. I'm your host, Brianna Bowley, trauma coach for high performers. I believe that understanding the nervous system and all its wisdom is the key to creating and experiencing all that we desire. And I believe that honest, anything goes conversation paves the way for us to begin a healing journey that has us continuously stepping into more of who we are. I've been blessed to work with, for, and alongside some of the best of the best in their chosen fields. And it's my pleasure to be the platform to share the wisdom and insights I've gained with each of you. Together, we'll explore trauma-informed performance and optimization, business, and self-expression. So in a world where everything touches everything, I encourage you to listen selfishly and with your own circumstance in mind. As I promise, if you found yourself here, there's a piece of wisdom wanting to land in your world. So in this conversation, I really want to dig deep into a lot of what I'm referring to when I talk about relaxation for high performance. And I just kind of want to flag that when I talk high performance, I'm not necessarily talking, you know, that you have to be some like multiple seven-figure business owner slash multiple time world champion slash, you know, whatever other like impressive achievement you want to kind of add on to the end of that. I'm actually referring to a way of being, a way of experiencing yourself, a way of living that is deeply intentional and is deeply aligned with who you are and what you desire for yourself at your core. And operating from that place, the byproduct is, you know, impressive achievements, if that's what you choose. I mean, maybe you desire a life for yourself that has you chilling out in the Bahamas, you know, sipping mocktails and listening to reggae. I don't know. So, you know, please, if you're not someone who sees yourself as a high performer, and so you're kind of like, maybe this conversation isn't for me, I would actually really encourage you to consider why it is that you don't perceive yourself to be a high achiever. And I'm going to quickly detour this conversation already, as I do, at that point there, and then we'll come back. I've been having this conversation in my world a lot around how we view ourselves, you know. I often have people reach out to me and say, I'm not a high performer, I'm not an athlete, so I understand if you don't want to work with me. And here's the thing, why do you not see yourself as those things? You know, yes, I have competed in a variety of different sports, and even when I was not a competitive athlete, I still saw myself as an athlete. And I really think that every human being on the face of this earth gets to learn how to view themselves as an athlete. Yeah? Because when you start to view yourself as an athlete, you begin to start showing up as an athlete. You begin to start taking your nutrition seriously. You begin to start taking your mental and emotional regulation and capacity seriously. You begin to start taking your recovery seriously. You begin to start taking your mobility seriously. You begin to start taking your strength, your endurance, your heart health, your joint health. You start to take it all seriously. And I think that every single person on the face of the earth gets to love and respect themselves at such a level that they take those things seriously. And so the natural byproduct of that is to view yourself as an athlete. Just like we get to, you know, view ourselves as a high-level corporate or a high-level CEO or a high-level investor or relationship expert, right? Even if that's not necessarily your reality. And just like a side note, this isn't to say be delusional. This is to say practice seeing yourself as those things, because when you practice seeing yourself as those things, you start to operate in a way that aligns with being that thing. I remember years and years ago when I worked as a sports trainer for quite a high-level South Australian football team, Aussie Rules football team, quite an important match. And, you know, the boys were starting to walk out to the field. And as we left the change rooms, there was a sign up on the wall. And I'm completely about to butcher this quote, but it was something along the lines of, the quickest way to become a champion is to behave like a champion. Right? And that has stuck with me ever since. And that's champion in sport, that's champion in business, that's champion in relationship, that's champion across all levels of life. All levels. We become who we consistently see ourselves as. And so to kind of come back to my original point, what I really want you to get is that when you are living from intentionality, it's kind of like you turn the volume down on all the background noise. You know, it's kind of like anything that isn't completely aligned with what it is that you want for yourself, you choose to allow it to fall away. And, you know, what I witness is that a lot of people who are really driven for more, and this may be somewhat triggering to hear, perhaps, so brace, is that it's almost like a need to fill space so as not to be with themselves, so as not to be with stillness. When there's so much noise happening, there is not space to sit with, what am I feeling here? Am I actually fulfilled here? Where am I choosing this from? What's driving this need to keep moving forward? There's no space to sit with, well, what am I running from? What am I running towards? Either way, you're trying to get away from yourself. And so, you know, there's that high achiever need to fill the space to avoid the silence when the silence is actually the thing that creates space to achieve. It's the silence that allows you to hear what your next steps are. It's the silence that allows you to notice what you're filling your space with, what you're filling your time with, what you're filling your mind with, whether or not that is in alignment with where you want to go. And when you're just caught up in consistent movement, there's not enough of a pause to really notice, you know? When you're in survival mode, and that's what that is ultimately, you know, you may be listening to this and you may not resonate with being in survival mode, and yet when there is a sense of urgency, when there is a need to keep moving, it's because there's some sort of a predator, right? There's a predator on your toes that you must outrun. You know, that sense of urgency is ultimately a stress response, a trauma response, if you want to call it that. And so when you're in that, like, that loop of survival response, when you're in that loop of having to outrun the predator, there's nothing else on your mind other than get me the fuck out of here. I am not ready to be eaten by a tiger, right? I need to stay in this mobilized state in order to outrun this predator. And when we can learn to come back to ourselves, when we can learn to pause, to really know on a body level, not just a mental level, a body level, that it is safe to stop. That tiger is a figment of our imagination. No matter how real it may feel, there is no immediate threat. When we can pause, then we actually get the opportunity to take in our surroundings. We get the opportunity to, you know, look for more abundant food sources. We get to look for more places and spaces that are actually going to propel us towards where we want to go. And so this concept of relaxing, it's not to say don't choose hard work. It's not to say, you know, that hard work is bad. It's more so to say that hard work gets to be really easy. You know, like, work up a sweat. Love every second of it because you've intentionally chosen to work up a sweat. You know that every drop of that sweat is dripping with intentionality. It's dripping with the kind of momentum that, like, will move mountains. It's not sweating for the sake of, you know, filling up a cup, right? That's a gross analogy. It's that difference between, you know, what's that? There's a name for it, but the 80-20 rule. There we go, the 80-20 rule. I think there is a specific name for it, but we'll go with the 80-20 rule. 20% of the work gets you 80% of the results. The problem is that most people are focusing on the 80% and then only getting the 20% results, right? So it's about working smarter, not harder. When we work smart, not hard, we're able to fully relax and recharge and reconnect with what our next step is. I've heard this referred to as like the penthouse by a beautiful friend of mine, Lauren Darlington. She refers to it as the penthouse, right? It's like stepping up to that penthouse view and having that broad perspective over everything. where you can see off into the distance and you can see that ultimately what's happening in this moment is it's just a blip on the radar. Like the horizon's off in the distance there, right? And that if the lights go out on one house or on one street light, the rest of the city is still lit up. That's what allowing yourself to relax creates space for, where you can see that, well, maybe we just need to replace that one light bulb. Or maybe it actually doesn't matter. Maybe that house is abandoned and we don't actually need that light bulb. I don't know where these analogies are going, but I hope you're really getting this. I hope that you're understanding that, you know, this mentality of hustling and grinding and always having to be in the work and on and, you know, at your peak and perfect is actually the thing that's really holding you back. It's the thing that's, you know, really constraining your possibilities. What most high performers don't realize is the degree at which their performance is based upon not only their mindset, but more notably upon how their somatic body, their energetic body, their nervous system is wired to handle stress, pressure, or a lack of stress and pressure. And so because of this, I created High Performance Nervous System Regulation, the Masterclass. And this is a 90-minute masterclass training on everything you need to know for somatic regulation, mindset regulation, and basically rewiring your system to be in alignment with high performance and performing well under high pressure, high stakes circumstances. And so to gain access to this training, head to www.thelivefreeexperience.com/HPNS. The link is in the show notes, and I look forward to hearing your feedback on how you go with the training. You want to get to a place where you're creating enough spaciousness to see your next steps with intention, so that a lot less energy gets wasted, so that a lot less financial resource, emotional resource, creative resource, time resource, so that so much less of that gets wasted, right? And recognizing in the moments where maybe you stray off course, that's all learning too, right? So it's perfect and efficiency, you know, and you can liken this and you can make this relevant to absolutely any facet of your life. And I really encourage you to make this relevant to every facet of your life. You know, I've worked a lot with athletes, and the one thing that I see across the board, it's like a pandemic amongst sportsmen, is this mentality of more is more. No, less is more. Have every session be so intentional. Show up to every session, you know, in a state where you're fully available to gain everything from it. And if you're not in that space, go home and sharpen your axe, right? Go home and relax. Go home and let your mind and your body recover. Less is more in everything. Less is more. And that's the difference between consistency in a short-term frame versus a long-term frame. You know, I used to beat myself up, and I think that almost everyone that listens to this will resonate with this in some way, shape, or form. I used to beat myself up for not being consistent because my consistency didn't look like the expectation of everyone else. It didn't look like showing up to training every single day. It didn't look like showing up to my business every single day. And when I say showing up, what I mean is, you know, the traditional concept of showing up and sweating, showing up and putting in, you know, a solid 8 hours of work, grinding, hustling, you know, no distractions, no space for anything other than the task at hand. My way of doing consistency didn't look like that. And so I beat myself up for years over it. And then I chose to take a step back and, you know, I chose my penthouse balcony view, and I realized that while my consistency wasn't there on a day-to-day basis, you know, I've been in the game for 10 years, over 10 years now. I've been in business for over 10 years now. And what I put that down to is the fact that I've had so many days off. I've had so many weeks where I've just gone, yeah, it feels more productive to do nothing. In training, you know, showing up 4 days a week instead of 6 or 7, knowing that over a longer period of time, that creates space for my consistency to be there over a longer term. When we consider what's more efficient and effective and what's going to get you the results, is it showing up every day for 6 months? Or is it showing up 3 times a week for 10 years? We get to play the long game because, again, urgency is a trauma response. Urgency is a stress response. We only feel urgency when we are limited. We only feel urgency when we're operating from scarcity. Scarcity is a survival response. So this need to be there yesterday, this need to make it happen now, scarcity. Relaxation creates space to recognize the abundance that's already present. Relaxation allows us to breathe into where all of our needs are already met always in all ways. I know that all sounds a little bit hippy dippy wishy washy, and when you look for it, it is there. And again, it just requires slowing down to a speed at which you can take in your surroundings. Because when you're on the run all the time, you're only seeing, you know, what's rushing past at the speed of your pace. You don't have space to stop and look around. So what I'm encouraging here is to practice, be in the practice of ease, be in the practice of slowing down, be in the practice of learning to relax. And it's probably going to feel disgusting to begin with. Because if you've been someone like myself who only knew to keep moving, to, dare I say it, be the rat scampering around on the forest floor trying to avoid becoming prey, it's not a very broad perspective. All you can see is what's directly in front of you. The next shadow to try and hide under. You want to propel yourself up into the perspective of the eagle so that you can soar over and see the lands and scope out what's your next target, what's the next thing you're going for, your next place to rest. I always come back to, and anyone that knows me knows that I have this rather strange connection to, I guess I have this strange curiosity to royalty, the greats, Cleopatra, Julius Caesar, you know, past rulers, leadership essentially. And what I love most about these people is this concept that they are so powerful from a throne. And I mean, I know the likes of Julius Caesar, like they, he was out with his people fighting to take over new lands and whatnot. And when he wasn't, he was relaxed. He was relaxing in his bedchamber, enjoying the fruits of his labor. Right? I think true power is when you are so present with yourself, when you are so present with your abundance and your resources that you can call the shots from your throne, that you can sit tucked away in your castle, if that's what you choose for yourself, and make something happen simply by saying the word. And if you so choose to go out and strive with your people, perfect. But it's done by choice, not from urgency, not from necessity, not from I have no other choice, not from having your arm twisted into the sweat equity. Relax, breathe, let go. You have nowhere to be but here. And when you are here, you create so many more opportunities for places to be. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Live Free Experience podcast. Now, I'm a real person back here, so every mention, every share, every bit of feedback is deeply valued, and I love nothing more than hearing what golden nuggets are landing for you. So if something did land for you, or there's someone in your world who needs to hear this, please share it with them and share it to your social media. Tag me in it so that I'm aware of it and I can share it to my story. As I said, every little bit counts. Every little bit helps get this message out there. And I want to close off today's conversation. Ladies, this one's for you. I have a free ebook and audio training called Fierce and Free. And this is for the woman who is looking to really step things up a level in her world, looking to overcome people-pleasing tendencies, build greater boundaries, and just be more discerning in where their energy is going. So you can get access to that one free at www.fiercefreewoman.com. And I will speak to you all soon.